You're listening to The Pulse, and our show today is about love and lust. Without them, there would basically be almost no music, because what would we sing about? The weather? Many songs include the words, the beat of my heart, in the lyrics. To the beat of my heart, the beat of my heart, the beat of my heart. Every beat of my heart. Beyond the lyrics, there's something to be said for songs where the speed of the beat matches the pace of our heartbeat. Pulse contributor Sharon Glassman takes a look at the connection.
Let's start with a little pop music quiz. Which of the following three pieces of music says heartbeat rhythm to you? This? How about this? Nobody's safe or we care for none. And finally,
it's quarter to three. There's no one in the place.
Yep, that's except the one. Frank Sinatra's One for My Baby and One More for the Road has the heartbeat rhythm.
Set 'em up,
it
Joe.
Clocks in at around 84 beats per minute, but not all the credit should go to Old Blue Eyes. Some of that credit is due to Nelson Riddle, Sinatra's arranger on this and many hits of that era.
My funny Valentine.
Sinatra records with Riddle and others have probably been responsible for more American births than any other singer. So you really can't go wrong when you talk about love and sex and Frank Sinatra.
That's Ben Yagoda, the author of The B-Side, The Death of Tin Pan Alley and the Rebirth of the Great American Song.
Sinatra's songs with Riddle, even the ballads, had a beat. That was part of what was compelling about them.
Day and night, night and day.
Nelson Riddle has been quoted as saying, most of our best numbers are in what I call the tempo of the heartbeat. Ben Yagoda suspects Riddle may have been speaking more metaphorically than scientifically.
Now, the heartbeat rhythm thing, my sense of it is it's a bit or maybe a good bit of poetic license.
But for cardiologist Stephen T. Sinatra, the heartbeat rhythm in music is a very literal and positive thing. His grandfather and Frank Sinatra's father grew up in the same town in Italy, he says. But his interest in the connection between heartbeat rhythms, music, and love transcends family connections. It's about science.
It's something that's interested me for the last, actually, four decades. Scores between 60 and 120 or 60 and 140 are soothing to the heart.
They can also connect us to different kinds of loving feelings. Let's start with a love that we associate with a heartbeat on the slower end of the heartbeat rhythm scale. Don't think first kiss love. Don't even think prom date love. We're talking first love.
Basically, it goes back to being in utero. We are listening to our own mother's heartbeat. Well, then we develop a connection, and it's an unconscious connection. But listening to music that can simulate the heartbeat of the mother would have a calming association later on in life.
Songs whose beat falls on the upper end of the heartbeat scale can make our hearts race in a good way and let us feel that feeling we feel when we fall in love with someone else.
When people are in love and when they see one another or talk to one another on the phone, their heartbeats will increase because they're excited. In other words, this is passion that we're talking about.
The next time a song makes your heart sing, you might want to consider its rhythm. Here's Ben Yagoda.
There have been scientific studies for sure that show specifically that music can have an effect on the human body, including heartbeat, that if there's songs with a fast rhythm, the heartbeat speeds up, slow rhythm, it slows down, crescendos, the heartbeat speeds up. So there is definitely a link.
And while Dr. Sinatra doesn't prescribe Frank Sinatra for everyone,
however, if they ask me what music is soothing for my heart, then I can come back and say, well, look, you know, scores between 60 and 120 or 60 and 140 are soothing to the heart. and there's good science to back it up.
For The Pulse, I'm Sharon Glassman.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my...